The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. Greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, the kingdom of God is at hand for you. Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, the dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town. The 72 returned rejoicing and said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. Jesus said, I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. So is it really hot in here, or am I just having a moment? I'm sorry about that. It seems to me that we finally got this under control. We changed HVAC companies about 6 months ago. And for the 9.5 years that I was here, every time it seemed hot in here, we were supposed to go hit the override button on the thermostat back in the back of the church. And when the new company came in, they said, well, that thermostat's not wired to anything. So it's taken that much time for us to have a new set of controls that we will be able to, I think it's being installed Monday, which is really great, which means I can control the church temperature for my telephone, which is going to be really cool. But right now we're working on 1980 technology, and it's just not making it. Anyway, I apologize for the heat. The second reading today is by St. Paul to the Galatians. The Galatians are thought by many to be written or to a large region in Central Asia Minor, which is today Turkey, inhabited by ethnic Celtic people. These people converted to Christianity at the words of St. Paul, probably, and moved westward because of persecution. They went from Turkey to Genoa and southern France, where they were known as Gallicans, ultimately to Ireland, where they were known as Gaelic. And being of Irish descent, it is a quick reflection for me how this moment of St. Paul's preaching might have impacted my own ancestry in a very direct way. Today's message is all about preaching, hearing, and receiving the Word of God. St. Paul begins, "May my only boast be the cross of Jesus Christ, through which the world is crucified to me, and I to the world." Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. There was at the time a great debate whether or not the new Gentile converts to Christianity would be made subject to Judaic law. And it became a culture war, something like we are experiencing today. But what we are talking about here is much bigger than cultural law. He is speaking of nothing less than a new creation. Do you ever wonder how the message of the early followers of Jesus Christ spread like wildfire? It was because those who were sent out to give the message were actually on fire. They were entirely convinced of the truth they were sent to speak. What we're talking about here isn't a life skills course or a self-help program or even a recipe for success. It's about how you become the new creation Christ died to accomplish for you. They preached a new creation. Who doesn't want that? And they were convincing. Jesus crucified to the world, and we, the world, crucified, whether you like it or not, to Jesus. Creation is changed. The fact that most people probably don't get it or take or care about it or even desire it doesn't make facts any less true. The truth isn't less because people don't hear it or believe it. This is the secret of Jesus, which he imparts to his disciples. Hear it and be convinced of its realness. The kingdom of God is at hand for you. Be so convinced of its realness that you go out and with nothing but the word to sustain you, nothing but the word to give away, offer peace to the listener that they might hear and proclaim, the kingdom of God is at hand. The old order of understanding truth is passing away. The truth hasn't changed, but we can now hear it with the ears of the new creation we are. Our outlooks and priorities must change, as well as our hope and trust in the power of God to provide the outcome that he promises. Our old selves are passing away day by day. Be conscious of this reality, and as you change, allow your navigation to be guided by Christ himself. Don't get bogged down with all the stuff you think you might need to provide for security just in case of a rainy day. No bag of coins, no sack, no sandals, no distracting conversations along the way. All of this no longer matters. As St. Paul says, these things no longer mean anything. There is only one thing you need to hear and only one thing you need to speak. The kingdom of God is at hand. If you think about it, this is another way we are made in the image and likeness of God. The Father empties himself and gives everything he has to the Son. The Son takes all that he has been given and offers it to you, everything. You have received everything, and it is time to share it. All that we have learned from Jesus, everything coming from the Father, is the message we are to receive and give. Our vocation as human beings is to listen and to speak. It's that simple. To speak what we hear without any personal editorial or commentary, without adding or taking out anything. The pure message of the Son of God can only be irresistible. The problem is that we have inserted ourselves and our opinions into the message so often that the message has become confused, obscured, misspoken. Too often we have become disciples of the disciples sent to deliver the word, and not the word itself. Look around at all the cults of personality that are called churches today. This is where doubt and judgment enter the story. This is where people start to doubt Christianity. Your work today is only to listen and to speak what you hear from the Lord. St. Paul says in another letter to the people of Rome, and I will paraphrase this so it's not so long, Christ is the full embodiment of the law, justification for everyone who has faith. Moses writes about the righteousness that comes from the law. The one who does these things will live by them, he says. But Paul says, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. No one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? Faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. If we speak the word we hear, we are the disciples who go out to the towns and countryside in advance of Jesus' own visitation and prepare the way with the power of God. If we do not listen, we are the household whose dust is shaken from the feet of those who carry the good news to us. When the 72 returned, they were excited about the power they had experienced, their dominion over demons, their ability to perform wonders and healings. Even in this, Jesus tells us not to be distracted by all of these things. In the end, even they don't matter. Rejoice, he says, because your names are written in heaven, and you yourselves are the new creation.